I knew a girl, she was called Nicole. She was bored one day, so she broke her home. She found some glitter that she thought was gold and started digging like a dog digs for a bone. When she found out player didn't live alone, she should have got feelings under control. But she turned up the heat, cause she was cold. I bet you can guess how the story unfolds. With effort in her fist, a bowl and mixer, she cooked up dramas with her careless whispers. Don't forget, this bitch is one fucked up sister. She made sure little storms turn into twisters. She did everything she could to attract this mister. Eventually, he couldn't resist her, like playing with the skin when you have a blister that's filling up with fluid and begins to itch her. Happy home is under attack. She made it known she was available on tap. He snapped, she laid back, opened up her crack and said, if anybody asks, I'll hold my trap. He was slapdash and forgot to strap, even though he already knew the girl was slack. By the time she was pulling on her knickknacks, he already started feeling a strong urge to scratch. His heart sank when he began to see a rash. He was breaking out in and was breaking fast. His life flashed before his eyes, thinking of his next task. How was he ever gonna explain this to our lass? Already regretting that it had a bash of that banged out nasty bitch's gash. But there wasn't any stories able to mask what happened on that day in that flat. When he got back, he started to flap. Now his baby mother asked where he was at. Because he felt so guilty, he just turned a snap. Leave me alone, I'm going upstairs for a bath. He scratched his head and turned on the tap. He wondered how he managed to fall in this trap. Wished he could fly around the world and make time retract. He didn't want his girl to know he was a rat. She didn't let information pass by. In fact, his baby's more like a Russian spy. She was sitting downstairs wondering why her man was being fresh and acting sly, knowing only one reason why this guy would come home, get borscht after barking high. She exhaled slow and waited for the lies, imagining the explanations he would try. But there was no way he could disguise the fact he parked his car in someone's drive. Her man wasn't even deprived, his girl the only one who made him feel alive. He hoped that one day she would be his bride, a subject they had both implied. He came out the bathroom and he got dried, and he looked down at his manly pride, and it was red raw and twice the size. It was so sore that he nearly cried. She came in the room, her mouth open wide. He reached for the towel and tried to hide. He was so sure this would cause divide if he didn't duck to avoid collide between the big glass ashtray in between his eyes. I shit you not, he would have died. Motherfucking loadout dirty doggy heard a shout. She started ripping into him and burst his mouth. He tried reasoning with her, asking to hear him out. Looking like a little lost, pathetic mouse, she grabbed hold of the towel and threw it south, taking away any slim chance of doubt. She wasn't interested what he wanted to talk about. She just wanted him to get the fuck out the house. Baby, I love you, you should have thought of that before. Put your clothes on, clean out your wardrobe and drawers and all the other bits of shit you have stored. Put them on the other side of my front door. Take them all round to your dirty whore. She said she didn't want to see his sorry ass no more. His actions hurt her down to her core, so she hit him one more time across the jaw. He had to let it ride, it was to blame. He didn't know why he caused so much pain. There wasn't any pleasure, so what did he gain? If he was a player, then he lost the game. His burning candle had an extinguished flame, and he knew that things would never be the same. Now she's laughing like she's watching a comedian, proclaiming she hoped he had reached his aim, adding that he will never be with her again. And don't think you're getting back this engagement ring. She's still smiling, looking down at her diamond bling, but inside she feels like dying. He got dressed and gathered up his things, feeling ashamed. Now his face had started to sting. The moral of the story is don't go cheating, but if you do, at least protect your ding-a-ling.